Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk about how to compete when you can't get the biggest suppliers in your niche industry on board with you. You only get like the smaller suppliers and stuff like that. How to actually compete and have a sustainable business. How to steal orders from your competitors, things like that, even though you don't have those suppliers. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or you're just interested in getting more information on how to do high-ticket dropshipping, you can check out my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. That's a list of profitable products and how to do niche research. You can check out my free dropshipping for beginners mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/mini course, and you can get my webinar for high-ticket dropshipping secrets, how to do high-ticket dropshipping right in 2020. That's at ecommerceparadise.com/webinar. And check out our masterclass, high-ticket dropshipping masterclass community and mastermind group at ecommerceparadise.com. All right, guys, so listen, when you have a couple of suppliers on board that are making decent sales, but you know that there's bigger suppliers out there, you've been trying to get them and they've been refusing you, you don't really have as much of a choice in the short term. Then you just have to promote those products from the suppliers that you have. But you can do some nifty little marketing tactics and persuasion and influencing tactics to get people from buying those suppliers' products to buying yours instead. And it's all through content marketing. So consider, first of all, what kind of content you want to make, and then how to get traffic to those to that content, and where you'll send that traffic after they've read that content, what the purpose of the content is, and why it's going to help you, or how it's going to help you to get more sales for the suppliers that you have, okay? So let's just say that in your niche industry, there's like two or three big dogs, like gold suppliers, ones that you really want to get. You know that they got the most search volume, they're only on a few competitors' sites, there are tons of reviews on Amazon or something like that, you know. You know they're making a lot of sales. And you only have like the suppliers that don't exactly, they're not as big, you know. Maybe they're decent suppliers, but they're just not as big. So you want to get those big ones on. Now, if they refuse you because they think, you know, their dealer network is too full and, you know, it, one reason or another, basically they don't believe that you can bring them more sales and you're probably just going to dilute and cause them more problems, right? They just don't want to bring new dealers on. And that's totally understandable from their standpoint as a supplier. But from you as a dealer, you know, you have to understand why they do it. So they do it because they probably deal with a ton of dealer requests, especially nowadays when there's tons of e-commerce courses out there. People have script templates. They probably get the same script template sent to them every freaking day from different, you know, potential dealers and stuff like that, online dealers. And so you got to understand where they're coming from. They don't want to deal with newbies. You know, a lot of suppliers don't mind it because they know, like, hey, you're taking the risk as a dropshipper, right? But newbies can screw things up. They can screw up the customer service thing and the experience. And if you screw up the customer service experience of the dealer, make the supplier look bad, okay? You and the supplier are in a partnership when you sign an authorized dealer agreement. So you have to understand that the way you deal with the customer rubs off on the supplier. The way the supplier deals with the customer also rubs off on you as a dealer, okay? So you only want to work with good suppliers, and suppliers only want to work with good dealers, okay? And customer service support, warranty, returns handling, you know, Q&A, any kind of request, tech support, all that stuff, you know, makes a big difference, and it will rub off on your brand image. It'll also rub off on your supplier. So keep in mind why they don't want to deal with newbies, because newbies, a lot of times, they just don't understand how it all works and they screw things up and they don't respond in a timely manner. They often don't have a team. You know, beginners, like, you're going to be doing this all yourself. So you've got to hold yourself to the highest regard as far as providing good customer service. And if you don't hold yourself to that ethical regard, then you're going to drop the ball sometimes, and dropping the ball does not look good to your customer, does not look good to your supplier, okay? And that's what they don't want to deal with. They also don't want to deal with dealers that don't know how to do marketing. They don't know how to do sales. They don't know how to do promotions. You know, dealers that are basically newbies, whether they have a course to follow or not, they just don't want to deal with these people because they're kind of a waste of time. It takes a lot of time for them to set up accounts and stuff like that, right? So, you know, it makes sense that they don't want to set up newbies once they have like a solid dealer network in place and they know they get a lot of sales. You know, it's possible they're even selling direct to the public themselves through like Amazon or something, making a ton of sales. And they don't want that to be diluted because they make more margin when they sell direct to the public themselves, right? And they can control the customer service experience if that's what they want to do. Some suppliers do sell direct, some don't. It's always best to get the suppliers on board that don't, because then you know that you're going to be making more sales, because they might even refer sales to you or to their dealer network. They might even provide a link to your online store on their website, on their, you know, supplier website. So Those are the best dealers to get on board, but as suppliers. But when it comes down to actually creating content to still be able to like influence people to decide to buy from the brands you actually offer as opposed to them, you just have to target that supplier's keywords. So, you know, let's just call it supplier A, supplier B, and then the supplier that you have that you want to sell is supplier C. Okay, so supplier A, let's say that they have some really popular products, like 10 to 20 really good selling products. You know, they have a lot of reviews on Amazon. They're sold on a few different dealer sites. Most of them don't have this brand. The older ones do. You know that that's the brand you want to get, but they keep refusing you, okay? You can create content on your blog posts that targets that supplier's keywords and compares that product to a product that you have to sell that's similar. So like when somebody calls you, for instance, what product do you offer as an alternative? Hey, I'm looking around at, you know, this or that, and I'm looking for something like this, which is supplier A's product. Do you have something like that in your stock? And your answer would be, yes, I have this product in stock from supplier C. Check it out. And it's this, that, and the other thing. Oh, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. I really like it. But I don't know. You know, let me think about it. Okay. The reason why they have to think about it is because you haven't provided them enough information, enough, you know, content, enough learning materials, enough persuasion to get them to go ahead and buy supplier C. Supplier C might even be a more generic brand than supplier A or B, like the name brands, you know, the brands that people have heard of. And the only reason why they're more name brands is because they've created more content. They've created more marketings and marketing promotions. They've gotten themselves out there, the wider dealer network. And they might even have themselves in brick and mortar storefronts, so the people that wanna buy them have seen them. They've done more work and invested more in their brand than, you know, the supplier that you have, right? And so you have to do the hard work of convincing somebody to buy the more generic brand name than the name brand, which is not actually that difficult if you think about it. So create blog posts on each product that that supplier that you can't get has and compare it to the ones you have and then suggest, recommend at the bottom to buy the product that you actually have to offer instead, okay? Really easy. It's this versus that. It's a really good blog post template to have. Okay. And then you can even target keywords if there's search volume or even if there's not, but the keywords for the supplier's products that you can't get, you can even review their products on your blog and talk about what's good about them, but also what's bad about them and why you would recommend your supplier's products instead. So those two types of blog posts work really well to get organic content from that product to yours, okay? That supplier's to your supplier's products. And you can even run Google search text ads for that supplier's product. There's nothing illegal or against the rules to do that, okay? So you can target that supplier's name and that supplier's product names, like the model name and SKU numbers and stuff like that, run that traffic to a blog article about their product versus the product you have to sell, or you know their product, a review of it, where at the bottom you recommend a different product to buy. And once you drive that traffic, people will see those listings and, you know, talk about you as the dealer and how you provide extra value, you know, and provide bonuses, provide, you know, all sorts of good things that they're going to like. And they're more likely to not only buy that supplier's product, but buy it from you. Okay. So content is going to help you win more sales. The supplier you have is going to see that. You could even show it to them and make sure that they see it. Say, hey guys, see what I'm doing? I'm bringing you guys more sales. And I would like to, you know, maybe get a better discount on the products, a deeper wholesale discount, or, you know, get featured on your website or something like that, right? So that supplier will see the content you're making, and they're going to like that. They might even drive traffic to those blog articles, okay? So you can do a lot with that. You can turn those blog articles into videos just by creating slideshows on Google Slides. Basically, a slideshow would just be like regular slides where you have like text and then pictures, and you compare the features and benefits just like the, you know, content of the sales page would be. So that kind of stuff works awesome. The other thing you can do is on the product pages you have to sell, you can actually mention the keywords for your competitors' products in there and say how that product compares to the competitors' products, okay? So like product, you know, 1, 2, or 3 by supplier C, how does product 1 compare to supplier A's product 1, you know, that's the similar one? And what are the features and benefits? Why would you recommend this over that? And maybe it's just like a price difference. Sometimes generic brands charge less than, you know, name brands. Sometimes it's like a look difference. Sometimes it's a feature difference. And if you can identify those key points that make it better, then you're going to be able to get people that normally would have bought supplier A or B's products to buy supplier C or D or whatever, the generic brands you actually have to sell, okay? So that's a great way to do it. And you can even then email those blog posts to supplier A and B and say, hey guys, look what I've done. We're getting a lot of sales now for our, you know, more generic name brands because you guys didn't want to bring us on board. So if you want us to change this up and, you know, add your products to our catalog and send the links from that content to your listings instead, just let us know. And it's kind of like a backhanded thing to do. And I think it's kind of funny actually, because they kind of shut you down in the first place. So it's good to show them what you're doing and that you're serious about driving traffic to your listings. And, you know, they'll probably see it eventually, and they'll eventually probably cave in because they see your content. Okay. So yeah, that's some of the best ways to do that kind of stuff. You can definitely still do well in a niche. You just have to persuade people. It's all about sales copy. It's all about comparing features and benefits and persuading people to purchase the products you have from you. And yeah, it's bottom line all about that. And then once you get them in there, just provide the best customer service possible so that they keep coming back to you. Provide them some sort of a referral or affiliate program so that they refer their friends to you. They're incentivized to do that, and get testimonials and reviews from those customers. The best way to grow your business in the long run, both to the products and to you as a storefront. And try to get as many video testimonials as you possibly can. Okay, that's also one of the best ways to grow. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a lot of value from it. If you did, definitely leave a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and it also helps the community to get more content out there. So definitely leave a review on iTunes. ecommerceparadise.com/podcast will take you right there. Thank you so much for your support. And if you need anything to help you to build your business, your e-commerce store, your high-ticket dropshipping business, check out my offers. I have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass course and mastermind group. You can see that at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. I have a done-for-you service called the Turnkey Shopify Stores and the Business in a Box service. You can check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And you can get private coaching from me at ecommerceparadise.com/coaching. You can get access to all the awesome software and services that I use to build my e-commerce stores at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me anytime, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I personally reply to every single email. I might even make a video reply to you if you're lucky. So do that, and I look forward to helping you become successful with high-ticket dropshipping. Take care.